1, 2, 3. Victor Alpha 5, Tango Mexico for a radio check.
Coming through loud and clear.
Victor Echo 3 X-ray, Delta Bravo listening on the IRN.
V5UO,
VE7NZ.
V7NZ, V3IH here.
Sir, is that V3IAH?
Hi, right, this afternoon there, Adrian. It's Alan in Ottawa.
Oh, hi, Alan. How are you doing?
Not too bad at all. Did I hear that you mentioned about being retired now? So with more time, perhaps? Back to you.
Yes. I retired in end of July. Been busy with many projects, but yes, I think 2026 I'm going to get into the flow of less things. So yes, I'm quite happy to be having more time for music and radio.
Yeah, excellent. No, I took the plunge August before last and jumped into the arrival of a granddaughter and was looked after, kind of went from retirement into taking on daycare for 6 months, kind of the best thing I ever did, one of the best transitions, I think, talk about grounding in reality, but anyway, yeah, pleased to move along with other things, and it's always challenging just making that transition. Is this the first time you retired there, Adrian, or have there been other previous multiple attempts? Back to you.
Oh, no, this is the first and only time. I'm not going to go back. I'm 59, and I don't plan to do any consulting or anything. I got plenty to do. And it's not a bad transition for me because I got about 30 hobbies. So for me, it's a lot of people, you know, they say, oh, I don't know what I do with my day. And I'm like, man, I got hobbies I haven't even touched. Even within ham radio, there's things I haven't done yet that I still want to do. And then there's all the other stuff. Like, say, I'm quite into music, and I have not had the peace of mind, I guess, just because you're busy with work and all that entails, to sort of sit down and get creative for a while. So I'm looking forward to doing more of that as well.
Excellent. Yeah, great to have more time for the creative outlets. That's for sure. And I know what you mean with the hobby. The hobby of hobbies, the endless hobby. So that's certainly, I know I've taken the plunge with, I'm going to be acquiring an amp, an old tube amp, an AL-80A Ameritron in next month. So, of course, changing over the station to something that runs a little more power requires a number of little details. So I'm not much, don't have much technical background, but I'm working on putting together a relay with the help of some others, of course, and with using one of those optocoupler things, which is just really neat. So kind of neat to be working on a little bit of electronic stuff and maybe build up a bit of a bench that way. So, yeah, lots of venues to explore, and thanks for your mention, actually, of the 220 net on as well. I'll have to look that one up. I've got just an FM-only 220 rig. There's a bunch of folks here in Ottawa that are trying to do some simplex activity. There are no repeaters, but it's encouraging to see that people haven't quite forgotten about that, Ben. Thank you.
Well, I'm transmitting on the 224.920 repeater at my QTH right now. So there you go, using an old ICOM 38A mobile that I've had for about 30 years. My repeater is about 40 years old, an old Spectrum Communications repeater. I replaced the controller a few years ago with a Raspberry Pi and All-Star and all that. So all the repeater functions are now done by the All-Star software. The old controller was just starting to fall apart, but it's massive. I mean, you'll see it on my QRZ page. The control board's just full of, yeah, lots of big capacitors and things, and very old school. There's some activity here. There's probably five or six 220 repeaters in the Vancouver and Northwest Washington area. I think the advent of a lot of these low-cost tri-band handhelds. I mean, I bought a TYT a TID radio handheld sitting here, like $60. It's got 2 meters, 220, and 440. So it's easier for people to get on the band than it used to be. I've been on 220 now with this repeater since the late 1980s, and it's definitely picked up in activity. It used to be there was about five of us on mostly one repeater, and that was it. But now it's there's a little more activity, so yeah, you know, keep trying. You'll work people. Eventually, it'll gain in some popularity.
Yeah, it's a VH3IH returning, and it's definitely something that's that seems to be with again. You're right. A lot of the handhelds. I just bought the mobile. With 25, well, I guess it's 50 watts, the 900D one, the TYT radio, and there's folks here that are trying to get a little